The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to the 12 apostles, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the world. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. The gospel for today is one of the most difficult ones that you can find in the gospel accounts. Jesus seems to be saying that you have to set everything aside if you're worthy of following him. But what Jesus is really trying to say is that if you follow him, all these things are going to happen to you. Reminds me of an old song. Have you got it ready to play? Okay. Lynn Anderson wrote a song a long time ago that says, "I never promised you a rose garden." That's what Jesus is saying to his disciples. I haven't promised you a rosy life. This is what you need to realize and understand, that if they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. You have to be committed to Christ if you're going to make it through all the stuff that's going to happen to you. You see, you're going to have kids and parents and everybody else who's going to say, "Why are you doing those Christian things? Why can't you be like everybody else. And that's what we can't do. Be like everybody else. But when you look at the lessons as a whole, there's something else that kind of peeps out at you from the background. If you read through the psalm today, you find a man who is kneeling before the Lord his God and asking for help. We don't know what was going on in his life. There are a couple of possibilities. Either he was grievously ill and looking at the possibility of death, or he had done something wrong and looking at the possibilities of their consequences. But whichever of those it was, he prays to the Lord his God for help. God hears his prayer. In the Old Testament lesson for today, we have the sequence of what we've been doing all along. We find that Hagar and her son Ishmael are there in the household of Abraham and Sarah, along with Isaac, Sarah's son. Now, if you follow the time frames that are there in the scriptures, you'll discover that Ishmael is probably a teenager by now, 13, 14 years old, and he's out there playing with his three-year-old brother. Now, one of the odd things is the word for playing and the word for laughing are very close in the Hebrew. It's easy to say that Ishmael was aping Isaac, for Isaac means laughter. So Ishmael was out there with his little brother laughing at him. And Sarah took that badly. And so she comes to Abraham and says, get rid of that pair. I don't want them in the household anymore. I want to be rid of them. And Abraham listens to God, who says, don't worry. I can handle this. Do what Sarah says. And so Abraham does. He gives to Hagar a skin of water and a loaf or two of bread and sends her and her son out into the wilderness. Now in Beersheba, there's a well. But she doesn't notice that. So she takes the boy over and tells him to lie down under a bush in the shade. She goes off by herself and says, I don't really want to watch him die. And the Lord says, don't worry about it. I can handle this. I will make of him a great nation. And so the Ishmaelites are born. Now, it's a rather peculiar thing that Ishmael, along with Hagar, who used to be an Egyptian and has now been raised in the tents of Abraham, Ishmael is monotheistic. That is, he believes there is only one God. And so he begins a new nation and a new religion. For the Islamic people look to Ishmael, a son of Abraham, for their ancestor. And so they worship Abraham's God. rather unique situation, but what happens there is under God's control. He says, I can do this. St. Paul, in his reading from Romans, talks about sin and the separation that sin gives us from God. And yet, God says, don't worry, I can handle this. When you were baptized, you died with Christ and were raised with Christ. So, you're dead to sin and alive to Jesus. God handles everything. When we start looking at the gospel again, and especially at the end of that gospel, we begin to realize what God is telling us is he can handle all that stuff. All we need to do is keep our focus on God. If we keep our focus on God, then all of those problems can be handled. We may have children who don't talk to us. We may have brothers and sisters who don't care what happens to us. But God can handle it. He can make of our lives something so wonderful by giving us the gift of life. Not just life in this world, but eternal life. God can handle it. And so can we if we let God teach the way. Those of us who follow the Christ are going to be subject to a lot of stuff, because God never promised us a rose garden. But he did promise us that he would always be there and could always handle it. Amen.